Direct care providers work with some of our most vulnerable citizens, such as the elderly and people with disabilities. But recruiting and retaining quality caregivers is becoming increasingly difficult for care providers in West Virginia. Carol Lofton reports.
Taylor Reynolds has been working as a caregiver for people who have severe autism for 5 years and says she loves her job at a care provider called Autism Services. But 3 years ago, she went back to school.
I like working at Autism Services, but I don't want to stay there forever because I can't really make enough money to do things like buy a house. I mean, I'm making a car payment right now and paying rent, and that's almost too much for me. So I would like to have a better job that pays me more, even though I like my current job.
Taylor makes $11.75 an hour, doing everything from helping clients with bathing and getting dressed, to taking them to doctor's appointments, to taking medications and eating meals.
I could work other places and get paid more, and it would be nice, but at the same time, it's like, I enjoy what I'm doing.
Starting pay at Aldi's, for instance, is $12 an hour. At $11.75 an hour, Reynolds is at the top of the pay scale for Autism Services.
We have about 1,200 vacancies just within our membership across the state of West Virginia.
Mark Drennan is the executive director of the West Virginia Behavioral Healthcare Providers Association.
We had a rate increase in 2011. It was a significant rating increase, which increased our ability to recruit and pay a generous wage to people at that rate.
Direct service providers are generally reimbursed through Medicaid, which has a maximum amount they will pay for that work. To pay a care worker like Reynolds more, the legislature actually has to pass a waiver rate increase like they did in 2011. The problem for people like Drennan began when the state legislature passed a 20% minimum wage increase in 2016.
And in this field, you really have to stay a couple of dollars, $3 ahead of minimum wage to really be able to draw those folks in, or then you lose them to the Sheets of the world or fast food or Walmart, and so when that 20% rate increase took place, it really restricted our ability to pay a fair wage for those positions.
Drennan says the reason for that is because the work DSPs like Reynolds do can be really difficult. It also requires training and a special kind of personality. Not to mention, workers can't have a criminal record and must be able to pass a drug test. When wages don't make the work financially appealing, it's difficult for places that provide services to the elderly and disabled to compete.
Some people might not even bother applying when you can make more, like Chick-fil-A or Aldi starting out.
Or when you want to buy a house or not live paycheck to paycheck.
You know, sticking around and being there for those people when you end up caring about them, I think, is the reason that I'm still there.
But when Reynolds graduates from college, she plans to move on. She says if the job paid more, she would stay on indefinitely. In 2019, the West Virginia House of Delegates introduced a bill that would raise the minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2022. That bill didn't pass. But it's pretty scary for people like Drennan. He says that for the state to continue caring for its rapidly aging population, it needs more workers. And to recruit more workers, the pay for direct service providers has to stay ahead of minimum wage. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health and Charleston Area Medical Center.